Welcome back to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta will play their second game of the day against Salida. They won their first game over Alamosa 15-0 in four. The Spartans look like they had quite a few players returning from last season's team that was bounced from the first round of the regional tournament by Kent Denver. Take a look at the starting lineups now. Brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So, starting lineup for Salida. Leading off will be their pitcher, number 11, Caden Mazza. Batting second will be their catcher, number 15, Ashton Walker. In the three-hole, it'll be their shortstop, number 21, Anthony Taverna. In the cleanup role, it'll be their first baseman, number 23, Ben Clayton. The number 5 hitter will be the third baseman, number 2, Braden Martellaro. Batting sixth will be their second baseman, number 28, Daniel Edgington. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 10, Brady Hoden. Batting eighth will be their right fielder, number 27, Chris Grass. And batting in the nine hole will be their left fielder, number 1, Vinny Mazzeo. For the Panthers, leading off will be the center fielder, number 19, Braden Sprout. Braden had a heck of a first game on the mound and at the plate. We'll talk about that here when he comes to bat in the bottom of the first. Batting in the two-hole will be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. He will be batting for the second baseman, Chaz Wilkes. Batting third will be the catcher, number 27, Brendan Baer. In the cleanup role for the Panthers, their first baseman, number 14, Trayton Sandoval. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. Batting seventh will be the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. And the eighth hole will be the right fielder, number 7, Ty Reed. And batting ninth will be the starting pitcher for the Panthers, number 17, Isaac Chavez. Take a look at the starting pitchers for this game. Isaac Chavez for the Panthers. Last year, he had a 356 earned run averages and 10 earned run average in 10 appearances. Had a 1-0 record and a save. Generally came in late in games to shut it down. Not only a lot of save opportunity for him, but he's a hard-throwing right-hander. And so I know he's been developing a secondary pitch as well, a breaking pitch. So I believe it's a slider. We'll see if he's able to get that to work for him today. For the Spartans, on the mound, it's going to be Caden Mazza. And Mazza, a senior this year, last year had an 865 ERA, an 0-2 record in 6 appearances, 13 walks, 18 strikeouts. And it looks like we're about to get down to action here as Delta will take the field. Once again, around the infield for the Panthers, left to right, it'll be a Porter, Landon Clay, Wilkes, and Sandoval defensively on the infield. Left, right, in the outfield, Workman, Sprout, and Reed behind the plate. Bear, and on the mound again, Chavez. Today's first pitch brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So leading off for the Slida Spartans, once again, number 11, their pitcher, Caden Marza, or Maza, excuse me. Last year, Maza had a .348 average, a couple of doubles. An on-base percentage of .423. He walked three times, struck out three times. He'll stand in from the right side against the righty Chavez. First pitch, swing and a miss. Here comes the 0-1 from Chavez. High and out. Counts even at one. And the pitch from Chavez. That's going to plunk it. That one started out inside and didn't move. And so Maza will be on first as a result. Maza had one stolen base last year. So he's walking it off down at first as Ashton Walker comes to the plate. Walker last year had a .333 with a double. Four walks, 10 strikeouts. Maza takes an average lead off of first as Chavez will look over there. And here's the Taco Time first pitch to Walker. He's going to catch the zone. I think that was the slider that he's been working on in the offseason. Nice break to it. 0-1 delivery. That's glowing outside. So Chavez moving some dirt around on the mound now as he's trying to find that plant point with his front leg. And up. Goes to first with the Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw. And Maza back safely as Sandoval put down the tag. Chavez looks over again. Now it's set. He'll deliver. That one tails inside. And it's 2-1 to the Spartan catcher. Maza again with the lead from first. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw again. Maza back in time as Chavez trying to keep the runner close to the bag. Chavez to the plate. Runner goes. Throw down by Clay, and they got him. That'll be 2-6 on the put out. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff at second. Swing and a miss from Walker. Counts even at 2. Just underway here in Delta's second game of the day. And that's a strikeout swinging by Walker. And there's 2 outs now here in the top of the first. So Chavez hit the first batter, Mazza, and then he was thrown out by Bear as he attempted to steal second, and then Chavez struck out Walker. Taco Tang first pitch to Tavera. Taverna is in there for strike one. Anthony Taverna, the shortstop for Salida. As the 1-1 pitch catches the corner, and it's 1-2. Taverna, a freshman, and he'll swing and miss at strike 3. So, 2 strikeouts in the inning for Chavez, as the Spartans retired in order, although unconventionally, with the throw out at second. Delta will lead off the bottom of the first with Sprout, Clay, and Bear. You need help to relax with Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call and make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Do you need, excuse me, since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machines, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Once again, Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So defensively for Salida, right to left, will be Clayton, Edgington, Taverna, Martellaro. Around the infield, left to right in the outfield, Mazzeo, Houghton, Graff. Behind the plate is Walker, and then Mazza, of course, on the mound. Mazza, the lefty. Braden Sprout going to lead it off again for the Panthers. Sprouty in game one was 1-for-2, had a strikeout, reached when he was hit by a pitch. He was also the winning pitcher through a 2-hit shutout in a really nice game in the first game against Alamosa for Braden. So Sprouty will stand in for the left side, a little left-on-left action here to start Delta's at-bat here in the bottom of the first. Score tied at nothing on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch, right down Broadway, strike one. The pitch from Moss is going to be outside. Count now even. Mazza gets his sign, kicks and delivers. That one's in for a strike. Outside edge of the plate at the numbers. So Sprouty going to have to be tough with two. The pitch. This one's popped up on the left side. Is this going to stay in play? The catcher Walker over. And will not make the catch. It'll be an error on the catcher. But Sprout now gets a second chance. The 1-2 pitch for Mazza. That's outside. Counts even. Mazza has his sign, kicks and delivers. That's right on the outside corner for strike three. Not sure what Braden was looking for, but apparently that not it, and he'll have a seat. Logan Clay, the DH, comes to the plate. Clay was actually at the plate when Delta scored the final run of the first game. Clay in a pinch-hitting role. Not even an official at bat with that. He'll take Logan inside. Logan recovering from an arm injury. Not sure how much he's able to play in the field, but he's going to launch this one to right. The right fielder, Graff, ranging over to center. He's going to drop it. Not sure he lost it in the sun or what happened there, but Clay will be on as a result of the error, and Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Delta's catcher, 2-for-3 with a home run in the first game against Alamosa. So Clay, the runner on first, takes a good lead against the lefty, Mazza. Mazza kicks and delivers high. Ball one. Mazza checks the runner, now comes home. This one yanked down the right field line, but foul. And counts even at one now. So Bear steps out, now back into the left-sided box, and the pitch, this one popped up out of play back behind it. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Mazza. Poked foul, up and out of play on the left side. Bear battling. Brendan, one of the three seniors on this Delta squad. He's got quite a bit of experience there at the plate. Second year as the starting catcher. The pitch, he'll take high. Counts now even. So Mazza will stare in, get his sign. Checks the runner, Clay at first, now comes home. Swing and a pitch in the dirt. They're going to call foul ball. And it's probably a good thing Brendan made contact with that one, because otherwise it would have been strike three. Instead, it's a 2-2 count. And Bear again has second life. Clay again with a good lead against the lefty Mazza. The pitch. Swing and a miss. a good pitch, right at the knees, a little sinking action to it, and Bear swung right over the top of it. That's two outs now in the inning, and Trenton Sandoval will come to the plate. Banquet one for three with a double and a strikeout in the first game. A couple of RBIs as well. Taco Time's first pitch to him off speed from the pitch from Mazza as a can of soda comes flying onto the field. And here comes head coach Steven Ryder staring down whoever did it, trying to figure it out. But that's dangerous, folks. Sandoval kind of chuckling about it now, but somebody is going to get a talking to after that one. So Trayton. With an 0-1, looking at the 0-1 delivery from Mazza. That's in the dirt. Catcher Walker blocks it, and the count's even. Logan Clay, your runner at first, reached via an error by the right fielder. Mazza kicks and delivers, and Tank swinging at the high heat. Hit and run was on. That's why he was swinging. And Logan, going to reach safely at second on the stolen base. So Trayton now going to have to be tough with two is Edgerton and Tavera coming in and out on Clay. That pitch outside. Count even. So Clay with a good lead off of second that time. Second baseman coming in behind him. Sandoval steps out, now back into the right side. Clay will take his lead off of second. Mazza set. And delivers. This one on the ground to third. Martellaro throws to first. 5-3 on the putout. That was a short hopper. Martellaro to end the inning. No runs, no hits. One error by the Spartans. No score on the Sunflower Rune scoreboard. Due up for the Spartans in the top of the second will be Clayton Martellaro and Edgerton. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So warm-up's complete. And Chavez back to the mound. He'll be looking at 4, 5, and 6 of the Salida lineup. Clayton. Comes to the plate. He takes ball one. Clayton batted 190 last year with a couple of doubles. 1-0 right in there, strike one. Clayton walked five times, struck out 13. That pitch misses. Here comes the 2-1 from Chavez. Swing and a miss. Count even. The pitch. Swing and a miss on some high cheese. And that's the third strikeout for Chavez. First out of the top of the second. So Braden Martellaro to the plate now. Batted 143 last year as he takes strike one. Martellaro had a couple of doubles. Walked eight, struck out eight. That's a nice pitch. Catches the outside corner with the slider, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Spartan third baseman. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, one out. Fourth strikeout for Chavez, second out of the inning, and Daniel Edgington to the plate for the Spartans. Edgington, just two at-bats last year as a freshman. That one misses just out of the top of the zone. Chavez set the 1-0 delivery. He'll catch it with the slider. Count even at one. As Chavez now working a little more quickly. Swing and a miss at the high heat. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Three straight strikeouts to get out of the inning for Chavez. Score still tied at zero. On the Sunflower Room scoreboard, we'll go to the bottom of the second. Delta will send 5-6-7 to the plate. That's Porter, Workman, and Clay. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Well, Canada, back with you at Delta High School. Mazza stays on the mound. Back out for inning number two for the Spartans. Like I mentioned, he'll face Lance Porter, Connor Workman, and Landon Clay. Porter singled and walked in the first game. But he'll stand in from the right side against the righty Mazza. So looks like ready to get back to action here as Porter steps in. This one's going to be lifted into center field. Center fielder Houghton comes over, can't make the catch. Porter going to be on via the error. So that'll bring Connor Workman to the plate. Workman went 1-for-2 in the first game. Porter, lead off of first, about average. Workman in from the right side against the lefty, Mazza. The pitch. Workman squared the bunt, pulled back. Porter will advance on the wild pitch. So Workman taking that taco time first pitch as the ball. He now has a runner in scoring position out on second in Porter. Porter, average lead. This pitch is low. Edgington into Verna. Working in and out on Porter down at second. Coach Steve Wright did tell me this week his team plans to use a little small ball this year with all the speed they've got. And two-one pitch, swing and a miss by Workman. Count even. So Porter out on second. Gabby Steel Machine kickoff throw down, and Porter back in time. Again, Edgington working in, now back out, and Workman pops it foul back behind the shortstop, or backstop, excuse me, and he'll continue to battle. Stands up with two is Workman. And the pitch, this one will be yanked into left field. Mazzeo back there trying to track it down, makes the catch. Porter holds the second. Mazzeo all the way back to the track to make that one. First out of the inning, and now to the plate will be shortstop Landon Clay. Clay went 0-for-1, reached on a walk and an error in the first game. Porter remains at second. Mazza checks in, now comes home, and Clay fouls that back on the right side. Out of play. Clay steps out, now back in. Mazza's ready, checks the runner, now comes home, outside. Edgington working in on Porter. That pitch will catch the inside corner. Not a lot Clay could do with that one as it was barreling toward him at the knuckles. Lando back in now, and here's the pitch. That one too far inside that time. Pretty much the same location, just about an inch further inside, and the count's now even. We'll see if Mazza comes back with a pitch there. It goes outside. Nope, that one's going to be right over the plate, and Landon lines it in the left. Porter waved in. Throw way offline, and on the throw, Clay will go to second. RBI single for Lando, and Delta's on the board, 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ty Reed now to the plate for the Panthers. Ty 1-for-3 and a strikeout in game one in his first high school game. Not a bad showing. He'll look down to Steve Ryer, the head coach, down in the third base coach's box for his sign. Clay with the lead off of second now. Good lead. And here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. Throw down, and Clay's back in time. Here's the 0-1 to Reed. That one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Walker. The 1-1. That one misses. Mazza not real happy with that call. I think he thought he got the outside corner. Apparently he did not. At least according to the home plate umpire. Clay with a good lead now, dancing off of second. There's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back. Out of play. Count even at 2. Bottom of the second, 1 out. Clay on second, Reed at the plate. Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looking for more here as the 2-2 pitch comes in. That one's low. In the dirt, as a matter of fact, and Reed has drawing the count full. Payoff pitch. This one is going to be lifted on the right side. First baseman Clayton camps out underneath it, makes the catch. 2 down now. Top bottom of the second. Isaac Chavez, the pitcher, to the plate. Chavez had a single and reached twice on errors last game. Looking to help his cause here with a runner in scoring position in Landon Clay out on second. Chavez into the right side to the lefty Mazza. That one's low and inside. So Mazza back on the rubber now. Bears in for the sign as Edgington continues to work in and out on Clay. Swing and a miss at a pitch outside. And the count's even. Mazza sets and delivers. Chavez waits on this one a little bit and then fouls it off at a play on the right side. So Chavez going to be need to be tough with 2 now and battle there at the plate. The pitch. This one lined into center. Will it drop? No, the center fielder comes in and makes the catch, and that will end the inning. So 1 run for the Panthers on 1 hit. Looks like there was the 1 error by the Spartans. So at the end of 2, Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2 up in the top of the third for Salida, Houghton, Grass, and Mazzeo. That'll be 7, 8, 9. Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Home and Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit homeandmotorco.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Home and Motor Company. So Brady Houghton to the plate for the Spartans. Houghton, a sophomore, didn't have any varsity time last year. He'll stand in from the right side against the righty Chavez. Top of time, first pitch to Houghton's in for strike one. So Chavez seems to have found his groove now. Already with five strikeouts in the game, and that's a swing and a miss. The pitch, swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes, one out. That's six Ks for Chavez. That'll bring the right fielder, Chris Graff, to the plate. Graff, last year as a freshman, hit 250 with two doubles. He'll swing at the taco time, first pitch to him, and miss. Graff walked three times and struck out six. The pitch. Graff lays off the high one. Looks like an off-speed pitch. High and out of the zone by Chavez. Counts even. The 1-1 delivery is low and in the dirt. Breeze picking up a little bit, blowing dirt across the infield, and we'll have timeout called by the umpire, it looks like. I'm not sure what he's talking to Chavez about something. Not sure if he's warning him about going to the mouth or what, but apparently it was something the umpire, yep, that's what it was. Umpire signaled to Coach Steve Ryer that it was indeed about Chavez going to the mouth and then touching the ball, so. The pitch. That's going to miss outside. Count now 3-1 to the Salida right fielder. The pitch. That's at the knees for a strike. Good comeback pitch by Chavez there to run the count full. Chavez has his sign and delivers. Swing and a miss. Two down. Top of the third. Mazzeo to the plate. Vinny Mazzeo, the Spartan left fielder. He's in from the right side. The pitch. That'll miss low. The 1-0 delivery swung on and it popped out of Brendan Bear's glove. account now even. Here's a pitch from Chavez. That one poked foul on the right side. Chavez now working ahead. It's 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chavez has struck out the last 8 batters. That's the end of the top of the third. Delta still leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We're going to go to the bottom of the inning where due up for the Panthers, the top of the order, Sprout, Clay, and Bear. Taco Time's a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. And you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call or make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Mazza stays on the mound to face 1, 2, and 3 for the Panthers. So far, Moss has mixed up his pitches fairly well. As he's waiting for his catcher Walker to get the equipment back on. Walker would have been in the hole as that inning ended for the Spartans, so probably didn't have any of the equipment on. So he'll come in and make the throw down on the warm-ups, and now Braden Sprout will step in. Sprout led off the game by striking out. So he'll be in from the left side against the righty Mazza. First batter of the third inning for the Panthers. They lead 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout squares to bunt, pulls back, takes strike one. The pitch. That one misses high. The 1-1 pitch from Mazza on the way. Outside. Mazza stares in for the sign, gets one he likes, kicks and delivers. This one's going to be popped up. Catcher Walker comes out, and he's going to miss it again. Something similar happened in Sprout's first at bat. This one, that one was popped foul closer to the dugout, and Sprout not able to come up with it. Walker not able to come up with it and gave Sprout second life. This time, this one a little closer to the line and on the same side. And Walker again not able to find it. 2-2 delivery from Mazza's low and in the dirt, and the count is now full. Sprout looking for a base hitter, ball four here with the full count. Maza kicks and fires. He's going to miss. And Sprout's on first via the free pass. So Logan Clay will come to the plate. He reached on an error by, on a fly ball by the right fielder in the first inning. Stole second. Before Delta's inning ended. So Sprout, the speedster, down at first. He'll get back in time. In front of the Daddy Steel Machine pickoff throw from Maza. Sprout, a good lead again against the lefty Maza. Maza comes home and he'll miss. Signs from Coach Steve Ryer down at the third base coach's box. Sprout, good lead again, being held on by Clayton at first. The pitch, Sprout's going, ball's in the dirt, and there will be a throw down. But Sprout makes it in plenty of time. Little instruction by slide ahead coach Lee Lewis for his catcher Walker. Said probably should have made the throw, but it was online, so it's good. The pitch, that one misses high. Three balls, no strikes to the Delta designated hitter now. More than likely taken all the way as Sprouty will take a good lead off the second. Edgington Taverna working in and out on him. The pitch. Clay indeed takes. See what Delta comes up with here. 3-1 runner on second. Logan Clay at the plate. The pitch. This one going to be fouled off on the right side. First baseman Clayton giving chase and recognizes it's out of play. So Maza's managed to battle the count back to full, and Clay looking for a base hitter ball four here. Sprout, good lead off of second. Pitch from Maza will miss. Two-seam fastball, not able to tail back over the plate, and second straight walk for the Spartan hurler. Runners at first and second for the catcher Bear, and it looks like we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit from Lee Lewis now. Which you would imagine after walking two straight batters and Delta's catcher who had a two-run dinger in the first game coming to the plate. Bear did strike out in his first at-bat in this game. Lewis giving instructions to his infield. As the Delta base runners now return to their respective bases, Sprout at second. Logan Clay at first. Conference on the mound breaks up, and Lewis will slowly walk back to his dugout as his players return to their positions. Middle infielders at double play depth. Third baseman at a natural spot in off the line, and first baseman Clayton holding the runner Clay at first. It's like the outfielders are straight away. Bear in from the left side against the righty Maza. The pitch. Outside corner at the knees for a strike. Maza stares in for the sign. He's got it now. He's set. And delivers. This one's going to be tapped down the first base line. Maza tries to field. Tried to make the tag. Bear gets by him and then a little flip to the first baseman. Not able unable to be fielded by Clayton, and there reaches safely on the error. And now the bases are loaded for Trayton Sandoval, 0 for 1 today. Going to get a courtesy runner for the Panthers. It's going to be Jacob Hancock, number 22. So Hancock on first. Play on second, Sprout on third, Sandoval in from the right side. The pitch inside for a ball. Creighton, along with Chavez and Bear, one of the three seniors on this team. Infielders playing in. That pitch swung on and missed. Salida playing to cut down the run at home if possible. The 1-1 in the dirt, blocked by Walker. Sandoval steps out. Now he's back into the box. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up foul on the right side, out of play. Count even at 2. Two pitch to Sandoval. This one's going to be lifted into right field in the gap, and it's going to roll. Center fielder Houghton picks it up. One run will score. Two runs will score. Jacob Hancock held up at third, and that is a 2 RBI double for Tank. So Delta extends their lead with that hit. It's now 3-0. On the Sunflower Room scoreboard, Lance Porter will come to the plate. He reached on an error last inning, scored Delta's first run. Sandoval. Leads off of first. This one lifted to the right field by Porter. The right fielder comes in and makes a nice catch going to the ground. And Hancock will score from third. Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I think I said that Creighton got a double. He actually held it first for the single. So, one out in the inning, and Connor Workman comes to the plate. One out. Workman flew out to left last inning in his only other at bat. So Sandoval, the runner at first. Workman at the plate. Mazza stares in, has his sign, and delivers. That one's high and outside. Workman steps out, gets the sign, steps back in. The pitch. That one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. That one bounces all the way back to the pitcher, Mazza. Mazza quick off the mound to field that. Sandoval with not a lot of speed at first. The 2-0. Slap to third and an error by Mar DeLeo. as the ball is booted around in left field by Mazzeo, and Sandoval makes it all the way to third on the error. Workman will end up in second. So with one out in the bottom of the third, Delta's got runners on second and third, and the shortstop Landon Clay comes to the plate. Here comes the afternoon wind here in Delta. It's to be expected. Clay had an RBI single in last inning in his only other plate appearance. The pitch is in the dirt. Mazza has a sign and delivers. That one's going to hit Clay. So Ty Reed will come to the plate as Lee Lewis out of the dugout once again, and we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Or at least I imagine that's what's going to happen here. We'll see what happens here. This isn't happening as quickly as I anticipated. Maybe it's just a Delta Cabinet Company mound visit. Long conversation out on the mound. All the infielders in, as well as the catcher. Delta's runners huddled over at third base, along with the batter Ty Reed, to talk with Steve Ryer. So Lewis will leave the pitcher in. Mazza will stay, and everybody will get back to where they need to be. So Reed at the plate, Sandoval on third, Workman on second, Clay on first. Delta looking to bust this one open up 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. This one lifted into center field. The center fielder, Houghton, going back. He's going to lose it. It's over his head. It's through the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Clay will be held up at third, and that's a double for the freshman Reed. Couple of ribby for the kid. Delta leads now 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Isaac Chavez to the plate. Chavez lined out to center in his only other at bat, which took place last inning. The pitch, that one's outside. Lee Lewis stepping out of the dugout a little bit here. He looks in at his pitcher. Mazza. With the 1-0 delivery, this one is going to be lined into left field. The left fielder's going to miss it. Completely whiffed. Throw to third as Reed gets in there safely. So we'll flip the lineup card to Sprout. Comes to the plate for the second time this inning. He walked a little while ago. This one lifted in the center. Center fielder Houghton comes up with it, but Reed's going to tag and score from third. Chavez tagged from first, so he'll be out on second. Two outs in the inning now. Logan Clay to the plate. Clay has reached via a walk and an error today. He scored a run. Takes the top of time, first pitch for a ball. This one lifted into short center field. Houghton coming in, misses it. Bounces off his glove. Chavez scores from second. And Loeb down at first via the error. Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear reached on an error earlier this inning. Came around to score. He's also struck out today. Throw over to first. Clay back in time. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw. Two down here. Bottom of the third inning. Delta leads 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Pitch from Mazza. Swing and a miss by Bear. The 0-1. This one grounded foul on the right side. So Bear going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate now. Mazza scuffled this inning so far, giving up 8 runs. The pitch over Bear's head. Delta leads 9-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bottom of 3. 2 outs. 1-2 count on the Delta catcher. Logan Clay with a lead off of first. The pitch. This one top foul out of play back behind us. Count will remain 1-2 to Bear. The pitch. That misses outside. Count even. Maz's body language definitely tells you he's struggling out there. Lewis, head coach for Salida, out in front of the dugout with his arms crossed. That one's a wild pitch. Gets away from the catcher, and Logan Clay advances 90 feet. Bear started out 0-2, and now he's run the count back full. So Sam Lewis out in front of his dugout, arms crossed, staring at his pitcher. So 3-2 count. Payoff pitch for Mazza. That misses outside, and Bears on base with the free pass. Here comes Lewis with the Delta Cabinet Company pitching change. It's going to be number 25, Brody Hudson. Hudson, a freshman. So we'll get the pitching change and take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Shack is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Newark Pre-Owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 7050 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
Mark Tanner back with you here, trying to get the substitutions figured out as the new pitcher comes into the game. It's Brody Hudson. He's a freshman. See if we can figure out where Mazza went here. Clayton Sandoval takes that Taco Time first pitch, puts it into center field. That's going to be an RBI single for the big kid. Second RBI single of the inning for Trayton. As Clay scores from second, Hancock at third. Runners first and third. Lance Porter to the plate. Porter 0 for 1 today. He's also reached on an error. Swing and a miss from Lance. Delta leads 10-0 now. Bottom three on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two down in the inning. The pitch. Porter takes outside. That pitch is going to roll away from the catcher, but runner's not able to advance. Two-one pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Count even. That pitch misses and the count's now full. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Or excuse me. Swing and foul back to the backstop. Sandoval, the runner at first. Hancock, the courtesy runner at third. Sandoval goes again. This one fouled back. Out of play on the right side. And we'll do it all over again. the pitch as Sandoval goes again, gets away from the catcher. Hancock coming home. He will score. Sandoval with a big turn at second. He'll decide to stay there. Delta leads 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman to the plate now. He's 0-for-1, reached on an error earlier this inning. Pitch is in there for a strike. That pitch is outside. The 1-1 will be popped up to second. And Edgington camps out underneath it to retire the side. So at the end of three, Delta leads 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Getting ready to go to the top of four. Two up the top of the order for the Spartans. It'll be Mazza, who moved to center field after the pitching change, Walker and Taverna. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main in Delta. Since 1935, Dabby Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. A&M Creations on Main and Delta voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials. And follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Chavez out for another inning. As Delta now leads 14-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 11-0. So Chavez has struck out the last eight batters he's faced. But with the long rest here between pitches, we'll see what happens here against Caden Mazza. Mazza moved to center field on the pitching change last inning. And he will line the top of time first pitch foul out of play on the right side. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Chavez. That one's going to be on the ground. The first off the glove of Trayton Sandoval, and he can't get back to the bag in time. Mazza reaches on the error. So Ashton Walker will come up now. Struck out in his only other at bat. Mazza actually the only Spartan to be on base so far today. He was hit by a pitch in the first, and now he's on first via that error. Clock at time, first pitch to Walker is outside for a ball. Dowdy Steel and Machine pickoff throw over to first, and Mazza back in time. The pitch, this one line foul on the right side. Count even at one down to Walker. The pitch from Chavez, high. Ball two. Sandoval holding Mazza on at first. Infielders, middle infielders at double play depth as Walker takes a strike right down the middle to even the count. Workman playing towards center field and left field, swing and a miss. Ninth strikeout of the game for Chavez. One down in the fourth. And the Spartans will send Taverna to the plate. He struck out in his only other at-bat today. That came back in the first. Chavez checks Mazza at first. Now we'll come home. Catches the inside of the strike zone at the numbers. Taverna not happy with that call, but he's going to have to live with it. Chavez is set and delivers. That one's outside and low. Chavez will check Mazza over at first, being held on by Sandoval. The pitch, swing and a miss. Tried to get the runner at first with a batting stealing machine pickoff, and Mazza back in time. Almost caught Mazza napping, but not able to do it. Chavez will check him again. The 1-2 pitch. That's right down Bride Street, strike three, and Taverna knew it. Two down in the top of the fourth inning, and Ben Clayton will come to the plate. Guess what? He struck out in his only other at bat. As a Doughty stealing machine pickoff attempt made by Chavez, trying to catch Mazza sleeping over at first. Not successful. Clayton in from the right side. Chavez is set. He delivers. That one's high. Chavez checks the runner. Now is set and delivers. That one's a strike. Nice slider in there. Cutting across the strike zone. Chavez mixing his pitches well and overpowering batters when he needs to. The pitch. Clayton thought about it, laid off the high one. Chavez stares in. Now he's set. The pitch. This one fouled back to the backstop. And counts even at two. Clayton will step out, now steps back in. Chavez checks the runner, now the 2-2. Misses the outside corner, and the count's now full. The pitch misses the inside corner. And Clayton reaches via the free pass. So runners at first and second now for the Spartans. And Braden Martellaro will come to the plate. Martellaro 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Chavez is set, checks the runners, and delivers. Swing and a miss. Two outs here, top of the fourth. Delta leads 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. It's the 0-1 delivery from Chavez. That one's high. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So after an error and a walk, Chavez trying to get out of the inning. No damage. The pitch. In the dirt behind Bear. And the runners will advance. And now there's two in scoring position for the Spartans. Best opportunity to score they've had to score all game. And Chavez trying to keep that from happening. Count even at two to the slide of third baseman. Chavez deals. That's high. See if Chavez comes back with some straight heat or if he goes for that slider. The pitch. Took a little off that one to get the strikeout. Eleventh strikeout of the afternoon for Chavez gets him out of the jam. And Delta still leads in the middle of four, 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Due up for the Panthers in the bottom, Clay Reed and Chavez. Like Hudson, will stay out to pitch for the Spartans. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So second baseman Landon Clay will come to the plate. Excuse me, shortstop Landon Clay will come to the plate. Landon one for one with an RBI today. He's also hit by a pitch. So Delta getting ready to take their half here in their half of the fourth. Soccer time first pitch to Clay is high. Hudson stares in, has his sign, now delivers the 1-0 low in the dirt. Hudson will adjust the dirt out there to find his landing spot. The pitch. This one lined over the second baseman's head into center field. Mazza comes up with it, and he'll fire it back in. But that's a leadoff single by the shortstop Clay. Now the freshman Reed to the plate. Reed. One for two today. He doubled. Got a couple of ribbies. Hudson will step off the rubber and get Clay back to first. Clay with an average lead. This pitch is in the dirt to Reed, and catcher Walker able to keep it in front of him. Clay with an average leadoff of first. There's the pitch. It's low. So Hudson again adjusting the dirt in front of the on the front of the mound. He'll deliver. This one hits softly on the ground to third. Modellaro goes to second, and he will get Clay. 5-3 on the fielder's choice. Green will be the runner on first, and a pinch hitter now for the Panthers. As 33, Luke Gastineau comes in for in Chavez's spot. So Gastineau will be in from the left side to face the righty Hudson. Reed to lead off. Now he'll retreat. And now he'll take the lead again as Hudson checks him. This one's high to Gastineau. Hudson stares in. Long look in. Now he's set. And he'll deliver. Misses the outside of the plate. It's going to bounce off the shin guard of the catcher, Walker, and Reed advances a base. So a runner out on second now for Gastineau. As Taverna and Edgington work in and out on Reed. And the pitch from Hudson is outside. Timeout called by Salida's pitching coach to go talk to Hudson. So conversation on the mound over. We'll see if it helped as Hudson will deliver. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Three-one pitch on the way from Hudson, and it's in the dirt. Catcher Walker able to block it, but Gastineau will be on first via the free pass. Flip the lineup card, Braden Sprout back to the plate. Sprout has walked today. Had a sack fly last inning and struck out to lead off the game. Runners on first and second for the Panthers. Reed out at second. Gastineau at first. This pitch fouled off out of play on the left side. So Sprouty will step out now back in. Hudson will get his sign, check the runners, and come home. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. And now Sprout's going to have to be tough with two in battle at the plate. The pitch is going to be just out of the strike zone at the knees, and Hudson can't believe it. Regardless, it's a 1-2 count to the Delta center fielder. Reed at second, Gastineau on first, bottom of the second, fourth inning, excuse me. That pitch sails out of the zone and high. High and outside it was. Delta leads 11-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One down. And the pitch. This one lifted high into short center field. The center fielder coming in on it can't make the play. Sprout will reach via the error by the center fielder, Maza. And the runners will all advance, so the bases are loaded for the pinch hitter, number 21, Jesse Delgado. Delgado coming in to pinch hit for Clay. So Delgado will pinch hit for Logan Clay. That pitch will be outside. So Delgado, the sophomore, his first varsity action. Big spot here, bases loaded, as he'll take ball two. Here's the pitch from Hudson. That misses high. So quickly, 3-0 to the Delta pinch hitter. Sure, he's taken all the way here. The pitch, he proved me a liar. He swings and misses. So he's seen a strike. Now we'll see what Delgado can do. The pitch. He checks his swing. That's ball four. Hudson walked in the run. And we're going to get another pinch hitter. And Donovan Raley will come in for Brendan Bear to pinch hit. What that tells me is Gastineau is going to come in and catch. And Isaac Chavez's day might be done, and we could see Raley take the mound. First pitch to Raley, finds the zone. Nope, missed. It's ball one, excuse me. The 1-0 in for a strike. Hudson stares in for his sign. Bases are loaded. He's already walked a run in this inning. The pitch, and Raley takes it right down the middle for strike two. One out in the inning. Bottom of four, Delta leads 12-0. That pitch sails high and inside, and the count's even. Hudson has his sign. He's set and delivers. This hit foul out of play on the left side. So Hudson shakes off the sign. Now he's ready. The pitch. and Rayleigh to second. He bobbles it, can't pick it up, finally gets it, and he'll get Rayleigh at first. Second out of the inning, but that's an RBI for Rayleigh. As Gastineau will score, runners second and third. Sprouts on third, Delgado on second, and Creighton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval 2-for-3 today with a couple of ribbies. The pitch. Misses outside from Hudson. Hudson stares in, gets his sign, and delivers. Swing and a miss by Sandoval. The 1-1 delivery. This is hit down the line and foul. So Creighton going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate now. So Hudson will be back to the rubber. Sandoval back into the box. Hudson stares in, has a sign he's happy with and is set, and delivers. He's going to miss outside and counts even at two. Creighton steps out, now back in. The pitch. This one on the ground, a chopper to short, and it's going to eat him up. Nobody comes up with it. Creighton hustling up the first baseline, and he's not going to beat it out. 6-3 on the putout, but damage done in the inning. Delta up 13-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Due up in the top of the fifth for the Spartans. It's going to be 6-7-8 pitcher spot in Brody Hudson, and then Houghton and Graff. We're going to see what happens here defensively for the Panthers, as it looks like Brendan Bear is indeed going to stay out and catch. It looks like everybody that subbed out is going to resub back in, so looks like we might have a new left fielder, as we'll see who that is. Let's see who's out in left here. It's going to be Hancock. We'll take over back out in left. So Bear and Chavez back out, and Jacob Hancock in left field. So starting the fifth inning now, Delta up 13-0. So Blyda needs to get something going here in the inning if they want a chance to even stay in this one. They have to score four to keep the game alive. Chavez working on a no-hitter through four. Taco Time first pitch, foul back up out of play off the top of the canopy above me. Like Daniel Edgington has subbed back in for the Spartans here. As he takes that pitch low and outside. That one catches the zone, so Chavez ahead now 1-2, and Chavez with 14 strikeouts to go with his no-no so far. He'll miss there. Counts even at two. The pitch. He'll miss high. And the count's now full. Chavez goes in, gets his sign. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One down here in the top of the fifth, and Brady Houghton to the plate. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Brody Hudson is now hitting in the seventh hole. I had him in the wrong spot on the lineup when he subbed in. This is his first bat. Counts even at one now to the Spartan pitcher. He'll swing and miss at that pitch. And Chavez now ahead in the count. He'll get his sign and deliver. Swing and a miss. Two down. And Chris Graff. Chris Graff to the plate. Excuse me. The Spartan right fielder, he struck out back in the third. Here's the pitch from Chavez. Fouled off, lined off to the right. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chavez quickly up 0-2 on Graff. This is Salida's last chance here. And the pitch, swing and a miss. 17 strikeouts and a no-hitter, and I believe that's going to be the game. It is. As both teams going to line up to shake hands. Player of the game, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company, is going to be Isaac Chavez because of his pitching performance today. A no-hitter. 17 strikeouts, only had three players on base. And so Delta wins this one 13-0. We'll be back here again tomorrow at 11 a.m. as Delta will host Monarch in their final game of the Luke Ultrabruns tournament. So you've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks.